The ubiquitous voice of Steve Heimel is familiar to many, but for those less aware, Heimel began his radio career in the small town of Countersport, Pennsylvania in 1961. He now works in Alaska with KSKA, discoursing on everything from politics to folk music. He developed a reputation for being unafraid of controversy, a perfect example being his politically motivated resignation from the Houston-based radio station KILT-FM.
They would have some hippie, like me, that would do the sort of spaced-out, stoned-out, happy-talky, weirdy news.
Yeah.
And I could talk about flying saucers. They were happy if I talked about flying saucers or any of that kind of stuff. But I also, there was such crazy stuff happening in the real news that there was really crazy things going on in the Middle East. There was this craziness, Vietnam stuff, and we had Watergate. Think about it.
It's hard to ignore.
Well, it was huge, and it became obvious to the whole world that Nixon was lying. You know, it was even 21 minutes to disappear from the tapes. I mean, it just went on and on and on. He was desperately... History knows this now. He was desperately scrambling to hang on to his power and doing an amazingly good job at it when you look back on it. But the fact of the matter is, he was a liar and nobody was saying so. You know, you could say so if you were alternative, but not really supposed to say so when you're part of the institutional power structure.
Yeah, so...
So here's this kid's radio station and the house hippie, and he's just sort of going off about Nixon. And so they kind of like... They probably didn't really care much, right? But
yeah.
Somebody told them they needed to care, so then they cracked down on me.
Yeah.
And then the problem was, and I said, yeah, okay, no problem. I don't talk about UFOs. I don't care. But the problem is then he kept doing more outrageous things. He would come on at night and make these ridiculous statements to the world, you know, about here's all my transcripts available from the government printing office. You know, he made his own censored transcripts of all the conversations that were recorded in the White House. It was a crap like this. It was just, how can you ignore it? How can you ignore that? That stuff's genuinely funny.
Yeah.
So, how could I not?
Steve Heimel, observing the rolling evolution of social media and its numerous incarnations, has constructed his own theory.
So, we have lots of nonsense. We have lots of spam. We have lots of... Every financial interest in the world now wants to climb onto social media to make money. And so the result is a whole lot of spamminess. It's just really, really spammy. So long attention span seems to be at a premium now. And people actually now... Morality is getting affected. People actually think that the truth is relative. The truth isn't relative. People think that morality is relative because cultures are relative. Morality is not relative. Decent treatment of another human being is the same no matter where you are. You know, you may be, there's gray areas of what is and is not decent treatment, but by and large, it's a matter of common sense and decency. So there's decency and indecency. There's creation of advantage, there's taking of advantage. Which is immoral? Is creation of advantage immoral or taking of advantage? So you won't want all this stock that somebody set up machinery that the stock will keep making money. Who's a sinner here? This one over here is a sinner. You that own the stock.
Heimel also discusses his broadcasting philosophy and the importance of creativity in radio.
You know, I like the Occupy sort of philosophy where nobody can quite pin down what the hell you are, what the hell you're after, anything like that, but you're a little dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. That, to me, maintains the possibility for creativity, and I think creativity, that's what I've, ever since the Nixon thing, that's all I've really cared about in broadcasting is let's see if we can't make this more creative. Let's see if we can't. I mean, why should some overly hormonal, emotionally testosterone-laden yahoo who hollers on the radio be privileged to get all the women he wants? They just call him up on the phone all the time. I mean, that's just a pitiful, that's a pitiful abuse of power. I felt broadcasting made me too important, and I wanted I wanted a situation where broadcasting can make other people more important, so to be less corrupting. Power is always corrupting. And you see it always in these overly hormonal DJs and their damn women getting themselves in trouble and substance abuse and, you know, wealth if they can get it. It really was hilarious. It was hilarious and went on for years.
For more Steve Heimel, tune in to Talk of Alaska on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Jacob Holly-Klein.